Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jill Johnson and Veronica Ludwig are with us today. They're back. They were here last year talking about the 7th annual Holistic Health and Spirituality Fair in Sioux Falls. And now they're back for the 8th annual Holistic Health and Spirituality Fair in Sioux Falls. Jill is here with me at the University of Sioux Falls in the studio. Veronica is joining us on the phone. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Welcome back. We're having a little party here in the studio. We wish you were here.
Oh, yeah, I know.
For those of you who don't know, Jill Johnson teaches laughter yoga, among many things. So she's always a joy to have sitting across the table for you, always making you smile and laugh. So, Veronica, let's start with you. Give us an overview of the lineup for this year's event.
Great. Well, this year we have 5 more great speakers that we're featuring this year. We do have Emmanuelle Baron-Snow, who is a French-Canadian lady who's working on her PhD, and she's a mindful self-compassion teacher of the Kristen Neff program out of the University of Southern California. And she's going to be here talking about mindful self-compassion from a professional point of view. We also are featuring Kelly Miller, who is going to be doing a great workshop on clearing negativity in your life. And we also have Misha Johnson coming in from Minneapolis doing a talk on awakening the chakras, as well as Kayla Michael and Chris Herzog, also from the Minneapolis area, who are energy healers and intuitives, talking about full relationships and different type of relationship and energetic phenomenon. And we're really happy also to be featuring Laura Gray, who is a local gal who happens to be a book editor and course developer for the very famous Hay House Publishing, which is the largest mind-body publishing house in the world. And so she's actually going to be doing a talk at the fair on Saturday.
All right. And that talk is So You Want to Write a Book. And it's sort of this notion of you can develop your own work with the idea of a book, maybe for Hay House or other publisher. Jill Johnson, you know, when you look at that lineup, what are you the most excited to go see personally?
Well, to be honest, I'm most excited, and I don't know if I can say it without crying, but every year we have a Shine Award, which honors a holistic pioneer in our community. And this year we're honoring a friend of ours, Roche Zoot, who's been a yoga teacher for 20 years, back when people are like, what's yoga? And so, you know, we're almost running out of people that have been pioneers. So it's really fun whether, you know, we started with Darlene at the Health Basket, and then we went to Molly at the Co-op, and Robin Jensen, who did the South Dakota School of Massage Therapy. So there have been people who have been plowing the field, so to speak, and making it possible for the rest of us. So that's the one that really excites me to share that.
Roche was my first yoga teacher. Is that same thing?
Exactly.
WCA maybe
probably
20 years ago now. And this is what a sun salutation is. And the same thing. Why am I doing this? Is it? So I wonder how many people she has introduced. Not easy to get certified back then.
Well, she was
in the state.
She was the first person to have a teacher training program even before the Yoga Alliance was created.
Wow.
I remember her saying to me, Jill, you better hop on board because you're going to need this pretty soon. Okay. So besides her, there is just the level of people that are coming today are just off the charts this weekend. I'm so excited about all of them, really. I don't know who to pick.
Right. Veronica, let's go back to awakening the chakras. And how do you explain to people what a chakra is?
Oh, sure. Chakras are energy centers in the body. And for the longest time, they were kind of more associated with esoteric phenomenon. But as physics has progressed, more and more people are understanding that chakras and energy meridians and different types of things actually exist in the body. And you can, there's whole, you know, medical, such as acupuncture, there's whole medical systems based around the energy system. So she's going to be talking about the main 7 energy centers in the body and what they're associated with and how you can clear them, as well as how energy can also get stuck in your body. And so her focus on her talk is going to be basically how to clear some of those congested issues that could happen inside your energy body via the chakra system.
And can I piggyback on that for a second, on all this information that Veronica has? The chakras, because the yogis, you know, 2,000 years ago didn't have PET scans and CT scans and all that, they used their body experimentally to find out. And now science is catching up to everything that we intuitively already know. The chakras kind of mostly represent where your endocrine system is. So it deals with your emotional body, your health, your depression, anxiety, all those things that have to do with all those endocrine glands in your body. So it's all, science is catching up to what we've already know. Like she said, we're like, oh, I knew that already.
So Jill, what does that look like in someone's daily life? Sort of this notion of, you know, an awareness of chakras.
It is an awareness.
So what? So you know that they're there, and now what do you do, you know, individually to sort of pay attention to that energy in your body?
Oh, that's wonderful. It might be as simple as sitting and breathing for a while and just being aware. So when you leave the house, you just are maybe not as reactive, but you're a little bit more aware of how you are reacting to things. So you're not triggered so easily. Maybe you look at what you eat or how you live your day, what time you get up, or, I mean, that's Ayurvedic as well, but there's lots of different ways. Maybe you want to see a doctor. Maybe it's combining the Western and Eastern parts of what's going on, because that's what the holistic field is about. We're excited whether you want to come and see how ways you can clean your house with products that are more green and holistic, or if you want to go more into the esoteric of it and say, how do I combine, because of insurance rates are so high, how can I talk to somebody about my health that with less side effects and maybe have more control?
Veronica, let's talk a little bit about passing knowledge on, as we talked about Roche, and, you know, being one of those pioneers in the community who not only brought yoga to South Dakota, but who trained the next layer of teachers. I know that you do a lot of, you know, training of others, can receive training from you in various areas. Just play on that for a few minutes and tell me the importance of bringing other people into the profession.
Yeah, well, both Jill and I, you know, Jill is also a teacher, and, you know, I think it's so important with the expansion of consciousness and just getting the message out to more and more people that these things are actually quite useful and quite grounded in actual science and the medical field. So for me, particularly, yes, I do a lot of teaching, especially with the medical benefits of Reiki. One specific thing I would say that's happened since the last time we spoke is that Stanford Hospital has opened up their volunteer program to Reiki practitioners. And so I have several students who are currently working in their renal and oncology wards currently at Stanford Health right now. And we're also in development to start more of the medical-based trainings for nursing staff and more volunteers in the future. So all of these things really are just expanding at such an exponential rate as more and more people are looking for more integrative ways to feel better, to maybe use less medication or over-the-counter medication, to take a greater role in their health. And what we focus on at this fair is just providing information on so many great businesses locally and also within the tri-state area of people who are, you know, dedicating their lives to basically get this information out so that people can be more informed as consumers about what they choose to ingest from a health perspective.
All right, we're running kind of short on time, so if you're just tuning in, Jill Johnson runs Joyful Living Therapy. Veronica Ludwig is with Bodyworks by Veronica. Jill, do you want to wrap up in this last minute just the details of the event, the location, the cost, where people can find out a few more things?
Sure. Let me look at what I gave you. This is the 8th Annual Sioux Falls Holistic Health and Spirituality Fair. This year, we're at a new location. So if you've come before, make sure you come to the new place, the Hilton Garden Inn South on 5300 South Grand Circle by the interstate. And it is this Saturday from 10 to 5. $5 gets you in the door into all the vendors, $25 for the speakers and the vendors.
Yep,
we're excited.
There we go.
Thank you, Lori.
Veronica, any last thoughts on who should come and what they can expect the experience to be like in about 30 seconds?
You know, I think anybody who's interested in any type of holistic health, who's interested in maybe intuitive work, anyone who's interested in mindfulness, meditation, yoga, energy healing, massage therapy. We have vendors coming in from Colorado manufacturing CBD oil. We have Ebon Clinic there, which is the fastest Asian medicine clinic in the city right now. Really anyone who's interested in anything outside the box should come.
All right. Veronica Ludwig, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
All right, great. Thanks.